an insidious drug. And it works better than any drug in the world. Okay? This is how it works. Again, I'm going to make a small picture over here because I like to have some room. Okay? Axon terminal, neurotransmitting sacs. Here's our receptor sites on the new dendrite. The reason why people get addicted to meth, and most people who are addicted to meth will tell you, the minute they took their first hit, they were addicted. I cannot tell you the number of meth users that I've come in contact with through law enforcement or talking to people, or I have lots of my friends are still in law enforcement. I have lots of friends who are in counseling. They counsel, you know, drug rehab people. They say that 90% of the people who try meth for the first time get addicted the first time they try. Here's why. This is your pleasure center. This is the pleasure circuit. So what happens is this works on dopamine. This is where meth works, okay? So, somebody tells you, wow, you gotta try this new drug. It's great. So what happens is they prepare the drug for you, meth, and you're thinking about, wow, this is really gonna be good. So what happens? Dopamine starts flushing out through your brain, right? In anticipation. This is foreplay only with drugs, okay? And so your brain is already having dopamine in it, okay? Especially in the pleasure circuit, the nuclei accumbens. So what happens when dopamine goes in here? The dopamine goes in, then it fits into the receptors. And you get a pleasurable feeling that goes through the relay process. But then what happens? Reuptake comes in. And it takes the rest of these and it either vacuums them back in through recycling or evacuation and breakdown. Okay, this is what happens. In this dopamine circuit, now we put in meth.